The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And right now, 19th caller, through and through 981-7200, rips us out for a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day, just in. Beautiful new mahogany and alderwood entry doors.
Woohoo!
Nice.
I love Builder Supply Outlet. All right. Checking in at
number 5.
At a rally in Colorado Springs, Colorado, today, Donald Trump calls for a constitutional amendment to limit the number of terms members of the House and Senate may have. Now, I'm not sure if he's aware of this, but that amendment would have to be approved by two-thirds of the sitting members of the House and Senate and then ratified by the states.
That'd be a problem, I think.
Yes, all 50.
Right.
But there's another major announcement I'm going to make today as part of our pledge. To drain the swamp. If I'm elected president, I will push for a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. They've been talking about that for years. Decades of failure in Washington and decades of special interest dealing must and will come to an end.
Mm. Seemed like it was a good speech for him today.
There's more.
History will record that 2017 was the year that America truly lost its independence, truly lost its independence. And by the way, this is our final shot, folks. In 4 years, it's over. You're never going to be able to win. It's tilting. It's going to be a one-party system. This is your final shot for the Supreme Court, for your Second Amendment. I mean, this is your final shot, November 8th, so... Hopefully you'll do what you know you have to do. Get out of bed and vote.
Get out of bed.
Like I think he's talking to that 400-pound guy that's controlling...
the internet?
Yeah.
Doing all the... He's in his basement, dropping all the Hillary emails.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll have to cut a hole in the wall to get the guy out of his mother's basement, but they'll be all right.
Did he say he's ending term limits on the presidents? No more. No
right.
More.
By the way, I forgot to mention that part. No term limits for presidents, though. Other way around. Now, some would consider that to be dictators. Not me. Vlad and I have been discussing this. Mm-hmm. All right, wait, there's one more.
And remember, by the time this ends, I will have spent over $100 million on my campaign. Hillary spent nothing. She gets all her money from the special interests and donors. And my interest is you. My interest is you.
And we're supposed to care about that. Why?
Well, he's trying to say he's for real, and she's not. The issue right now is he's really got to resonate with voters and pick up a lot more people in Colorado and many other states in order to turn this thing around. And boy, it's tough. Colorado now, he's down by 7 points, and his presence there tells you that they still think he's got a chance to get it, but it's going to be tough, to say the least. It's always interesting to see where they spend their time, you know, right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's it.
Money and time and where they're running ads.
I don't think either of these campaigns know exactly what they're doing, because no one knows for sure, because turnout will be the key. If you want your candidate to win, whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, because the other two mopes are not going to win. So you might as well decide on one of the two majors, people. If you're a Gary Johnson voter and you have a choice here. If you're a Jill Stein voter, I don't know what you're thinking. I have no idea. But
I think it's only like 2% she's polling.
Yes,
right
but
now.
I don't know
it's
who
very
this,
small.
I don't know who those people are. I mean, we've met them both. They're very lovely people, but I'm telling you, neither are qualified. I would venture to say that Donald Trump is more qualified than either of those two to be president. That's how bad I think those
well,
two
Johnson's
are.
Johnson's been a governor, right? I mean,
I don't understand how that happened. I mean, we met him, and did you? And if, I don't know, this week with John Oliver, the last week, this week, or whatever that thing is called.
Yeah.
That, I mean, they pulled out some tape of Gary Johnson I had not seen before, and I'm like, oh my God, he really does not know what he's doing. He is a, yeah.
Well, he seemed to lack energy and all that when he was with, he just was popping by at the convention. Remember, he sat down with, he's like, okay, hey, what's going on? It wasn't a totally focused message.
Do you guys have the new extra crunchy Cheetos? Cheetos.
Was that what he was thinking about? I thought it was the Cool Ranch Doritos. That.
Oh, Dorito. Lepo, po, 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 po. Checking in at
number four.
Melania Trump talked to Anderson Cooper last night. And, well, she's standing by her man.
The behavior he described to you, is that sexual assault?
No, that's not the sexual assault. He didn't say he did it. And I see many, many women coming to him and giving phone numbers and, you know, want to work for him or inappropriate stuff from women. And they know he's married. So
you've seen that?
Oh, yes, of course. It was in front of me.
In front of you?
In front of me.
Didn't she know he was married when she started dating him?
I'm sure she probably did. Remember, he gave all his phone numbers.
Yes,
so
right.
He gave the phone numbers to her.
Right.
And she was impressed that he gave the business phone, the personal phone, and another phone.
You tell me which number. I need all phone number for house. So I call. If wife picks up, then there's bad news for you, Donald J. Trump.
I don't know. Was he separated, though, or going? I mean, who knows? Who knows?
I mean, this is so remotely related to what's going to happen in the world, but it goes to the stupidity of this entire situation. It's not so much that he's a philanderer or whatever. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, back to Warren G. Harding, it just doesn't, he was single at the time, or was he? No, he wasn't. There is just a lot of. That's not even the concern. It's the way that he spoke about taking advantage of his authority, and people who are brazenly, aggressively taking advantage of their power are the types I'm not sure I necessarily want to have in the White House.
Well, I'm sure there's an argument that we'd say Bill Clinton did the same thing, right? He took advantage of his power position. Didn't he?
Yes.
I mean, so
I wouldn't want him in the White House.
I just think the strategists who prepared her for this and all of these interviews, obviously, at this level, are you get preparation for to say Billy Bush egged him on. It wasn't his fault. He didn't own up to it. The Democrats started it. And then end by saying your platform as First Lady would be to end cyberbullying. I don't know where you begin to look at that strategy and say that wasn't the right way to approach this. I don't know that this helps her. People might feel sorry for her, but I don't know that this helps the campaign in terms of what they were trying to achieve, which is get those women back who have bolted from the Trump campaign.
Your husband called everybody a pig on social media, and you're any woman who is over a size six is a pig, and he is, and she's concerned about cyberbullying. Seriously.
It didn't add up to me. It seemed like you should own it. You should talk about how it's embarrassing and humiliating, even hurtful, whatever it is, and it's difficult to even sit here. And I know that this is not the man I've known for the last 11 years or something like that, but that's not what I heard when I watched this.
Here is plan for me. My plan, I'm going to take on cause of having Donald J. Trump children talk to me nice at holidays.
To be fair, she's not in the. She hasn't been in the public spotlight.
Well, then don't go in. But don't stay out of it. She had a chance to stay out of it. That Anderson Cooper did not break into Trump Tower, kick down the door, and find her just sitting there, propped in a dining room chair near a window,
a gold one,
a gold dining room chair. That is, they made a choice to pull her out there, to put her out there, and to try to have her do it, and she agreed to it. I'm telling you.
She did.
She should leave right now. This is the best time to leave. It actually would help him. Because A, it's one less foreigner he has to kick out of the country. Two, it would make people feel badly for him. Oh, look at that. I think he could blame the media, he could blame Hillary Clinton, he could blame everybody for that. He'd blame Billy Bush. Billy Bush, by the way, is going to be the new commissioner of the FCC if Donald Trump becomes president of the United States. I owe it to you, BJ. Bobby and BB. All right.
Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11.
All right, the top 5-5 continues. Checking in at
number 3.
A simple scam. People claiming to be IRS agents or law enforcement call someone, tell them that they owe taxes. And $50 million later, these scams are now front and center. Mary Jo Kane Reese of South Suburban Orland Park is fighting back.
The guy tells me I'm tax deficient, I'm going to jail, I'm going to serve 6 months in jail, okay? I'm like, what? Excuse me? I know I paid my taxes.
Why did you decide to fight back with your smartphone?
Because I want to save some other people some money.
Why didn't you send the money?
Obviously, I knew that I didn't owe the money. Who pays their taxes with a Target card? Nobody. Give me a break.
That's Jason Knowles of the I-Team at ABC7. So she was lucky enough to be able to record one of these conversations.
Go ahead, tell me what to do now.
You have to buy a Target tax voucher for the amount of $5,600.
Okay. And Target stores sell this?
Yeah, Target store, they sell them. Lead investigating officer, my name is Charles Hendricks. How can I help you?
This is Mary. I just went to the Target and I'm back home now.
Did you purchase that?
Yeah, I purchased a gift card for $5,600.
All right, just let me go ahead and let me confirm that you have purchased the right thing or not. And how does it look like? It is a red in color.
It just says Target on it, and it's for that amount.
Well, let me go ahead and validate the voucher under your name. Once you go ahead and once you flip the card, you will see a silver color scratch.
How do you know my address?
We have it in our case papers.
Gosh, thank God she recorded it and passed it along. He does seem fairly like a recognizable scam, but you never know, right? I mean, it's incredible when you see how many millions of dollars they've been able to get from people just by running scams. Like, they have like call centers where they just have people one after another call people to try to get, you know, somebody
to
fall
for it. Yeah. There you go. All right. Checking in at, don't tell me.
Number 2.
Okay, tell me now. 30 musicians from around the nation have joined forces to release 30 songs protesting Donald Trump. One on each day of the month. This is like an advent calendar. This is weird. I prefer candy. I'll be honest with you.
I do like chocolate better, I think. Yeah. But who knows? We haven't heard the songs yet. They might be fun.
Hmm. Dave Eggers.
And, he's a local guy.
Yeah, is the project manager here. It includes songs like A Million Dollar Loan by Death Cab for Cutie.
A Million Dollar Loan. Nobody makes it on their own without A Million Dollar Loan.
And Demagogue by Franz Ferdinand. Goodbye.
Hold
there
on. You go.
Here we go.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. And finally,
number 1.
I just want to point out that, you know, stuff like that that is so, you know, nakedly political and like off the target, just scattershot. It gives more energy to the guy that they're going after.
They were saying that they're artists and they want to do their part to, you know, express their feelings about the election. So, you know.
Then why don't you be on point? Have a point. It makes it so much interesting for the listener. All right, and finally, at number one, it isn't often that the Cubs make it this deep into the playoffs. Well, no, that's true. And when an opportunity to make a song honoring the team came up, a group of Cubs fans made sure they didn't throw away their shot. Matt Paolelli, digital communications professional at a nonprofit here, created a song honoring the Cubs set to the tune of Alexander Hamilton. Now, see, no, wait,
that sounds on point.
what is it? No one has seen the show, and yet everybody's doing music from the show.
How does a classic horsehide team from the north side, cursed out of first place and thought of as the worst case, cast into oblivion where every June the honeymoon was over, wind up to be the favorites for October?
With new owners, cash flowing to signing bonuses, they got a lot farther by tanking a lot harder, but it was a lot smarter. Got opening day starters, cause Epstein, he filled up the farm and knew how to barter. Every day the team was being raided and traded.
All right, this is bad luck. This is bad luck to play this before.
Cheap song, though.
Game three.
Go Cubbies.
All right, let's just close this up.
The top five at five.